In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus always walked, but not this time. This time he sent two of his disciples to get a donkey and her colt. This time the disciples spread their cloaks on them. This time great crowds gathered, shouting and singing, waving palms and scattering garments. The king had come. Do not get caught up in the emotions and forget why he rode the colt this one day. The emotions are fine, but as we see with faith, so we must also feel with faith. This week is a mixture of emotions, but let us today ponder why he came. He comes to fight, and he fights by spilling his own blood. Tears and sadness well up in our hearts as we see him suspended. My Lord and my God, what law have you broken? What great crime have you committed? Your eyes were blameless, your hands without stain, your lips and heart free from defilement. Yet there you hang, languishing, bleeding, expiring, but more, forsaken, rejected, dropped into the pit of hell. Yet this death is the reason the Lord says to you, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Rejoice and be glad, for he rides a donkey into Jerusalem so he might carry a cross out of Jerusalem. Rejoice that he sweat drops of blood. Be glad that his hands are bound. Rejoice that he stood before Caiaphas. Be glad that he is led to Pilate's court. Rejoice that Barabbas is set free. Be glad that he is crowned with thorns. Rejoice that the nails found their mark. Be glad that he was forsaken. Rejoice that he drank the cup. Be glad that he gave up his spirit. Sing with joy today because your king has come to win salvation on Calvary. So for us, today is more than a festive parade. Today is rejoicing over the sacrifice. Victory can only come through the cross. His kingship is tied to that cross. He can't save life if he doesn't give his life. It doesn't make sense to our reason. Rejoice at a cross, victory through death. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense if we stop at Good Friday. Holy Week doesn't end on Good Friday. Lent doesn't lead up to his death. It ends at Easter. It culminates in the resurrection. Death is defeated by his cross because he lives. Satan is crushed by his cross because he lives. We are set free by his cross because he lives. His resurrection guarantees he is who he says he is, and he has accomplished what he promised. If Good Friday were the end, we'd have no joy, no happiness, no reason to celebrate Palm Sunday, because death would be his end and death would be our end as well. We'd have no hope. So today on Palm Sunday, we have a little taste of Easter once more. We flip forward to read the end of the story. He will conquer. He will leave nothing undone. Death will give way to life, suffering to glory. Tears to rejoicing. Marauding forces will never snatch us away. No oppressor will bring us to ruin, for the king has come. He has set his people free, and he will always defend them. Centuries before Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the same king stood before Joshua before the battle of Jericho. Joshua asked him, Are you for us or for our enemies? The king replied, Neither. He is the commander of the Lord's army. He fights for no nation, no country, but he fights for believers. So Rahab the Jerichoite is spared and Achan the Israelite is killed. One had faith in the king, one defied the king. For the king comes to give life to his people and to set his people free by his own blood. By that blood, the blood of the covenant, he establishes peace. Only in him do you have peace. The law beat us down and held us captive. It's not the law's fault. The law is good, but we were not. Our sins sewed shut our lips and tied our hands. Our devilish master led us wherever he wanted to go. We were helpless, weak, unable to set ourselves free, for we could not fulfill the law. Those who live by the law die by the law, in bondage, in slavery. But now we have hope, for the king has ridden into Jerusalem on his donkey. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. By his blood we are healed and set free. The king has come. His blood was shed. The battle is won. We have peace. Today the king rides his great and mighty beast of burden to establish peace. The war horses are removed. The battle bow is broken. Twice as much is returned to you. Calvary is the war to end all wars, for no one can undo what he has done. It is sealed in divine blood. His strength and power, his glory and majesty is on full display on Good Friday. His kingdom is not of this world, so his glory is not worldly, his power is not worldly, his splendor and strength is not worldly. No, his kingdom is of another place. His blood is sinless and divine, yet shed for the sinner. No one forced him to die. He didn't need a shove to get going. He too knew the ending. Easter is around the corner. Though he dies, he believed he would live. He bleeds so you might be spared. He dies so that you might live and never die. He rises so you might rise even though you die. He rides a donkey because his goal is not death but life. He processes into Jerusalem with rejoicing and gladness, with palms and cloaks, because he is the bloodied and beaten crucified one, and he alone is the life of the world. It's painful that we are physically apart. We're unable to hold our palm branches and process with him while children and adults, young and old, rejoice and sing their hosannas to the sacrificial king who has come to save his people. But do not think for a moment that this great and glorious king does not come to you. Where his word is spoken and meditated upon, the kingly sacrifice processes into you with salvation in hand. He sets you free from your sinful prison and bestows twice as many blessings on you. Soaked in his forgiving blood, you join the festive procession with joy and gladness. The old order of things has passed away. All things are made new by his cross. He is sacrificed, you are spared. He dies, you are set free. So rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Why? Because your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation. Today he comes to give you that salvation in his word. Soon he will come to you in bread and wine. He will. He loves you. He won the victory for you. He has not forgotten you. It's yours, sealed and given in his blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.